Hello.
Hello, is there Connie Ann available?
This is Connie.
Hi, Connie. My name is John. I am calling from National Opinion Survey. I am not selling anything, just conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? No? Okay. And are you 18 years old or older and registered to vote, Connie?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, understood. Thank you for your opinion. And what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
More than likely, I will.
Okay, so will that be a certain vote or probably?
Probably.
Okay, understood, and thank you, Connie. Probably. And what is your age?
55.
Thank you, I appreciate your opinion. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote? You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I would say a 10. Yeah, go with the 10.
Oh. Okay, understood. And I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, can you please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job? And if it's if you approve it, if it's strongly or somewhat, or if you disapprove, if it's somewhat, disapprove, or strongly. The first one is for Joe Biden as president.
Disapprove.
Would you say that you strongly disapprove or somewhat?
I'm sorry, what was that question?
Would you say that you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove Joe Biden as president?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, and thank you for your opinion. The next one on the list is Sherrod Brown as senator.
I'm unsure.
Okay, not a problem. The next one is Donald Trump as former president.
Somewhat approve.
Okay, understood, and thank you for your opinion. The next one on the list is Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Somewhat approve.
Okay, understood, somewhat approve. And I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, can you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression? If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, and just tell me that as well. The first one is for Marcy Kaptur. Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, and will be somewhat unfavorable or favorable, just to make sure, Connie?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, understood, and thank you. And next one on the list is Joe Biden.
No.
Okay, would that be a no for not favorable? Would that be very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable, just to make sure?
Unfavorable.
Okay, will you say very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Okay, understood. The next one on the list is Republicans in Congress.
Okay. Oh, there's not a name?
No, it only says Republicans in general in Congress.
More than likely.
Okay, would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
probably somewhat favorable. Or no, put very favorable.
Okay.
Very.
Very. Okay, understood. And next one is for Democrats in Congress in general.
That could be somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat.
Okay. Would that be some? Okay.
Somewhat.
Thank you for. Okay. Thank you. The next one is Donald Trump.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, understood. And next one on the list is First Energy, the company.
Mm-hmm. I would have to say somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, understood. And next one is for Derek Marin.
I do not know who that is.
Okay, not a problem. Understood, ma'am. And thank you for your opinion. We're in the middle of it. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican? Would you say Lean Republican, or other?
I would probably say Republican.
Okay. Thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Well, the other one's unknown, is that correct?
I'm sorry?
So there's basically three names, is that right?
They have Donald Trump, the Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate, they say. As the option.
Well, since I wouldn't know who that was, I'd probably have to say Trump.
Okay, understood, ma'am, and thank you for your opinion. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
I do not know.
Okay, understood, ma'am. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? For Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
I'm not quite sure.
Lean Democrat Marcy Kaptur, Democrat Republican Derek Marin, Lean Republican Derek Marin.
I would probably stay in the middle. I don't know.
Okay. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
A slight possibility.
So would you say that there is a chance or no chance?
Maybe.
Right,
yeah,
out of the two options, because I cannot write it down. I can select one of the two, but I cannot be guessing. It has to be your opinion. Would you say that there is a chance or no chance?
I'm going to say no chance.
Okay, understood, and thank you for your opinion. And if there is a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say that there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
I guess, yeah, I vote.
Would you say that there is a chance then?
Yes.
Okay, understood. Tony, thank you. We're in the middle of it, about to finish. I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference if the statement makes you more likely to vote for her? Or if you don't think it's true, you can also say that. Does it make you much less likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely? Does it make no difference? more likely to vote for her, or do you think that the statement I just read is not true?
The statement you just read, if it is true, I would not vote for her.
Okay, so it will be much less likely or somewhat less likely, just to confirm your opinion.
It'd be, not likely.
Oh, okay, understood, thank you. And I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or you don't think it's true, you can please say so. The first statement, it says, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions for real estate special interest, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties. Leaving their children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Does this statement I just read to you makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely? Does it make
less
no
likely.
Difference? Okay, and when you say somewhat or much less likely?
Well, the statement is trying to say, most likely not.
Okay, understood. The next one, and thank you for your opinion, Connie. The next one is, the next statement, it says that Derek Marin wrote a bill that will define a crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. This statement makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or do you consider that the statement is not true?
I would say most likely.
Oh, okay. Would you say much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Oh, no, I would more likely.
Oh, more likely. Okay, understood. Thank you. I'm sorry, I couldn't get that. And if the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers as a major water bill, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees sick leave by nearly half in Congress. Marin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security, Medicare, and will raise their retirement age. Does this make you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely? Does it make no difference?
Less likely.
Or less likely? Would you say much less likely? Or
yes.
Somewhat? Okay.
I would say
okay.
Much.
Understood. Thank you, Connie, for your opinion. And before we finish, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responder and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. Using the same scale, what would be your opinion on that statement?
Less likely.
Oh, okay. Would you say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
I would say somewhat. Well, probably much less likely. I guess I need to look into
Understood.
Who he is. I'm not familiar with
him. Understood. No worries, Connie, understood. And after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the Vegas corruption case in the state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
Is that true?
Using the same scale, what would you think? I mean, it's not true, more likely, no difference, somewhat less likely.
I would
likely
say less
or
likely,
much...
somewhat less likely on that.
Oh, okay.
I need to do my homework
okay.
on that one.
Not a problem, ma'am. That's fine, Connie. I appreciate your opinion. And the state legislature, Derek Merritt sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and a regal for signs for lawmakers' offices while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
That's what we got now. We have it all over the
okay,
board.
Okay, and using the same scale, how will you rate this?
That's indifferent.
Would you say the not true, more likely, no difference, somewhat
no
less
difference.
Likely, much less?
No difference.
No difference. Okay,
no,
understood.
Both,
and based on
sides.
What you just heard,
both sides do
what
that.
Is it? Okay. Thank you for your opinion. And based on what you heard, what is the base reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt, or would you still vote for Derek Merritt?
I don't think I will. I don't know. Just the
okay.
abortion thing, I guess.
Not a problem. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
I guess neither.
You said, Julian. Okay, understood. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merritt in your own words?
The cost of the energy, the electric.
The cost of energy. Okay.
The
understood.
Cost. The cost of things.
Okay, understood and appreciated. What is the last year of schooling you have complete? Is it high school, graduate, college? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I did a couple years of college.
Oh, okay, not a problem. And regardless of have you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I would lean probably these days probably Republican.
Okay, understood. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Would you say very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Not too important.
Not too important. And the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Donald Trump. Okay, understood. Donald Trump. And thank you, Connie. This concludes our survey, and I'd like to thank you very much for your participation. I certainly appreciate your opinion and your time, certainly. You have a great evening. Thank you
thank
once
you.
Again.